Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We will never forget. We use that line a lot, don't we? Type that phrase into YouTube, and you'll have any number of videos pop up about Memorial Day, as we just saw, or about 9/11. About the killing of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, about the Chernobyl catastrophe, about the lynching of blacks in the South, about athletes who have died and musicians who have died, and other atrocities of mankind, and other deaths of both famous and not so famous people, about great events and great people and great places. It's a favorite line for folks to use to emphasize the importance that someone or something has played in an individual's life or in the life of a history of a people. We will never forget. But how true is that statement, and how honest is that sentiment? I know we'd like to believe the integrity of those words when those words are spoken, but experience suggests otherwise. There was a time when I was young when the attack on Pearl Harbor was remembered and talked about and reported on each December 7th. But now, the day comes and goes mostly unnoticed. And I'd be willing to bet that most young people couldn't even tell you when the attack on Pearl Harbor took place. And yet for years we've said, we will never forget. Not so sure about that. There was a time when the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks were forefront on the news and in our minds. But with the passage of time, the events of that day draw less attention each year. And there was a time when Memorial Day actually meant something more than simply the first pool party and cookout of the season and the start of summer travel. But that time is largely past. Folks don't remember and honor what Memorial Day is all about. They don't go to parades, and they don't visit cemeteries, and they don't attend ceremonies to honor those who died in service to our country, in service to us. The fact is that even though they've said that they will never forget, the reality is that they always do forget. And another reality is that they also refers to us. We are among those who, in time, have forgotten important events and people and sacrifices. We said we would never forget, but we did, and we have. Unfortunately, that's part of our fallen nature. We make some bold claims and have some grand intentions, but we just aren't able to follow through with them. I go back and look at the things that classmates wrote in my high school yearbooks, and I have to laugh, because terms like friends forever and never forget are frequent quotes, and yet I haven't heard or seen or thought of most of those people for the last 30 years. And I'm sure they haven't thought of me either. It all kind of makes you wonder how much or how long we'll be remembered once we're gone, doesn't it? I mean, I know my wife and my children will remember me when I'm gone, and God willing, if I ever have grandchildren someday, they'll remember me also. But for how long? Eventually, their lives will move on to other things also and other people. I used to think about my dad a lot when he first died, but not so much anymore. And that's only been 5 years. What about 20 years from now? 30 years from now? How about when I'm gone and my sisters are gone, and then when my children, who are the last generation who knew my dad, when they're gone? Who will remember my dad then? God will. That's one of the amazing things about our God and His incredible love for us. Though Scripture is quick to point out that we are dust and that we are sinners and that there is nothing good that lives in us, yet God has made us His children, heirs of His eternal kingdom. He made us to be only a little bit lower than the angels and has crowned us with honor and glory. And He's promised us the gift of everlasting life. And all this He has done for us by offering up His Son, Jesus, on a cross as the sacrifice for the debt of our sin, by which He has now forgiven us of our sins. The riches of heaven are waiting for us in eternity because Jesus suffered and died and rose again for us. And thus we can state the words of the psalmist with complete certainty and complete conviction. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless those who fear Him, both small and great alike. You see, because He created me, and He through the cross has redeemed me, and He's gone into heaven to prepare a place for me, He will always remember me. When I and my loved ones have long since passed, when my name is nothing more than an eroded engraving on an old marble stone, God will still know me, and He will love me by name. 10,000 years from now, when every trace of my existence has completely vanished from this earth, God will remember me. For you see, my name is written in His book of life, and so is yours. In the moment of our baptism, God said to each one of us, "Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." And that's why God will always remember us, and He will always bless us. We belong to Him. He made us and He redeemed us because He loves us. And He will never forget us. We may be forgotten by our friends, by our family, eventually by the world, but we will never be forgotten by God. The Lord will remember us. And one day he will call us by name as he summons us from the grave. And we will rise to live with him in eternity. May we live with that hope and that assurance for the sake of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.